It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The debate over health care has two parts. There's a very loud public discussion. There's also the private negotiation.
And it was the private talks this week that led a key part of the health care plan to resurface. Senate Democrats came up with a bill that includes a government-sponsored insurance plan or public option. It would compete with private companies. Now, the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, faces the challenge of rounding up enough votes for it. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The Senate's new health care legislation blends huge bills passed by two committees. The legislation itself hasn't been made public. First, the Congressional Budget Office has to give it a price tag. But aides say much of it closely tracks the more conservative bill passed by the Finance Committee. For instance, it has no requirement for employer-provided insurance, and it's paid for in part by taxing expensive insurance plans. But one thing the finance bill did not have that the more liberal Health Committee bill did was a public option. Yesterday, Majority Leader Reid said the chairman of those two committees, as well as the White House, all agreed the best way forward was to include such a public option, which individual states could opt out of until the year 2014.
The public option is not a silver bullet. I believe it's an important way to ensure competition at a level of playing field for patients with the insurance industry.
Still, a number of more conservative Senate Democrats have expressed strong misgivings about a public option. Every one of their votes is important because in the Senate it takes 60 votes to overcome a filibuster, and the Democrats have precisely 60 members in their caucus. Pressed by reporters on whether he actually has those 60 votes, Reid seemed confident.
As soon as we get the bill back from CBO and people have a chance to look at it, which they'll have ample time to do that, I believe we clearly will have the support of my caucus to move to this bill and start legislating.
One senator who likely won't be voting with the Democrats when their health care bill hits the Senate floor is the only Republican in Congress who's voted for such a bill in committee, Maine's Olympia Snow. She put out a statement yesterday saying she was deeply disappointed that a public option would be in that bill. Reid said he hoped Snow would eventually come around on the issue.
We hope that Olympia will come back. She's worked hard. She's a very good legislator. I'm disappointed that the one issue, the public option, has been something that has frightened her.
Other Senate Republicans immediately derided Reid's opt-out public option. John Cornyn of Texas, who's a member of the GOP leadership team, called it a brand new entitlement program.
And I would urge my colleagues not to take the bait on this so-called public option, whether it has an opt-out or not, because it is just another disguised way to try to end up with a single-payer, government-run health care system here out of Washington, D.C.
Another member of the GOP leadership, Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, said there already is an opt-out government-run health plan, the Medicaid program that covers nearly 60 million poor and disabled people.
The first thing to know about a government-run health insurance program, which states can opt out of, is that they really can't. I mean, in the real world, they really can't. None has.
That prompted a sharp retort from the Senate's number two Democrat, Dick Durbin. He said the opt-out public option would be nothing like Medicaid, in which the government dictates payment levels for Medicaid providers. Durbin said the public option would have to negotiate payment levels with providers, just as private insurers do.
I think there is fairness to it, allowing each state to make the decision on what it will do based on the needs of the people who live in that state. And the people of the state will have the final say at the next election as to whether the legislature and the governor made the right choice.
Democrats are clearly betting state governments would feel pressured by constituents not to opt out of a public option. But that's assuming the opt-out public option survives the legislative gauntlet and tests of party cohesion that lie ahead. As Durbin said of his fellow Senate Democrats yesterday, "We agree on some things, but there's disagreement when it comes to other things." David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.